You've tuned into 96.7 on your FM dial. This is Hugh Cruzell, and the program is QOL, Quality of Life. Gosh, what happens when you have a fall? What happens when you've been hospitalized? What happens when you've had a stroke? Everything changes, doesn't it? I mean, including the things you need to get around. And I'm here today. I've got to tell you, I have met some beautiful people in my time, but these two are wearing shirts that say "We Serve," and they'll tell you what they do, how they do it, why they do it. And I want to, you know, this couple, they seem to be really in tune with each other and with the community. Let's go ahead. Who's my first guest?
Rochelle Southwell.
And I'm assuming you're a Southwell as well.
Yes, I am. I'm Cyril.
Cyril. And, you know, let's get this right out of the way, right away, okay? Cyril, how old are you?
81.
81. I heard you were 82.
I lost a year.
He's trying to gain a year.
I'm not going to ask, because I don't ask ladies generally how old they are, but if you would like to volunteer.
I'm 74.
You're 74, and you both have gobs of energy. You're still doing amazing things. Not that the chronology or your age makes any difference. You are just go-go people.
That's the way it has to be in order to stay in your own home and be active. And I don't want to grow old sitting down and doing nothing.
No, and you are not. You are both lions. I know we used to say lionesses years ago for you, but I think it's never.
Not anymore.
Okay.
No.
You're both members of the Lions Club.
Of Sudbury.
Yes.
Which meets where? And when it does meet?
At the Resource Center on Paris Street, across from the hospital.
Across from the hospital?
1233 Paris Street.
Is that where the hearing...
Yes, that's where we are.
And how many people typically show up for a meeting?
Well,
in the past, maybe not today.
Maybe 15, 20.
15, 20. And you're kind of like the organizing committee in some ways.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So let's go to that. What do you organize here at your home? What do you actually do that really contributes to community, that makes life better for people, that improves their quality of life?
Well, we investigate. We'll get a message from somebody, or somebody puts it out on Facebook, I get the message, and then I have to investigate it. Which area do you live in?
Oh, yes, of
And
course.
Then if they're not in our area, I
send
them
to somebody else.
Appropriate.
Right, like Whitefish. But yeah. You'll go there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's one of the clubs that I'm responsible for, because I'm the zone chair.
Wow. Okay, so that's quite a geographical, like, unlike Toronto, it's not a few blocks.
No.
It's a big chunk of territory.
It is. So you investigate everybody and you ask them a whole bunch of questions.
Like what
their finances, and it has to stay, it's private and confidential, that stays with us.
Yes.
And then, okay, the money is not high. We make a decision. There's three of us that make a decision. If the money that is needed to purchase an item is quite high, we take it to the board.
Right.
And the board members, we all decide.
We're talking about medical assistive devices.
Medical assistive devices, or even assistance when somebody's got to go down to Toronto and they can't afford it for their kids at Sick Kids Hospital.
Oh, my goodness. Now, isn't there a Northern Travel Allowance?
There is, but how long does it take?
I don't
Six to
know.
8 weeks.
And you need to go now.
That's right.
So sometimes you get, I need help immediately.
Yeah, so we don't give cash.
No.
Never give cash. We'll go out and buy a gas card.
If they're driving, right.
Yeah, that's how we help.
How about hotels? You'll pay?
Hotels, there's always, for sick kids, there's places there,
there
that
are.
The rates are really low.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they might not know that, but you do.
I do.
You're kind of like a gateway to information.
Yeah. And I'm constantly on the computer looking at the Ontario government, because there's all these
changes.
New changes all the time. You know, instead of money coming out of us, okay, I found it. This is what you have to do.
Right, so you can use that money for somebody else who has a different kind of need.
Exactly.
Now, stuff walkers, chairs can come right to your...
They comes right here. This year, we're not going to store them here. We've got a 53-foot trailer that we share with another line member. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of equipment in there.
Right. And you keep an inventory of...
Yep.
So you know when somebody calls you, you could say, hey, Cyril, let's get the truck, SUV out, and let's take it to... Because, I mean, they're not going to come and pick it up because they can't drive anymore.
They can't drive.
Hmm. But if you can drive, and if you got it in your basement...
Then they'll pick it up.
If your father or grandfather or grandma... If the equipment is there, why should it be sitting in your basement?
That's right.
Get it out to somebody.
Get it out to a Lions Club. Doesn't necessarily mean our club, but there's other clubs that all do the same thing.
So, Cyril, you know, this is really important. Do you talk about this when you're out on the street? Do you meet somebody and they say, Cyril, what do you do with your life?
Well, not really. Well, I do when I'm working at the golf.
If you're wearing the shirt, too.
If I'm wearing the shirt, yes. If anybody asks.
The hat?
The hat, the shirt. They ask me what we're doing, and I certainly let them know what's going on. But in equipment-wise, if the equipment is too big, I hook my trailer onto the car, and I go and pick it up. Like, we had a couple of specialty wheelchairs donated, and they don't fold, and
no,
they
don't
go in the car, so
nope.
I have to take my trailer and go pick them up that way.
Well, you two are so dedicated. This is, I guess this is a lifelong project in some ways.
Till the day I die.
Wow.
Till the day I die. And when we need help with heavy stuff, Lion Robert, Lion Julie, come and help.
They're younger,
our kids.
Younger lions?
Yeah,
yes.
They're our kids.
Oh, your kids. But you can make them do anything if you want
to. Oh, yeah. I don't have any problems there. They're fantastic.
I always say Rachel, and it is correct, but it's spelled R-A-C-H-E-L.
E-L.
And the last name?
Is Southwell.
Southwell. And that's why I couldn't find it. Because I was like, what? You know, I don't know why. In my mind, I had some other name. Anyways, there I found you. And you're Cyril.
Yes.
And are you a Southwell too?
Yes, I am.
I took his name.
And how long have you been together?
52 years.
Yeah, no, more than that.
No. Since 1967.
The 1967. You got married in 1967.
We got married on June 10th, 1967.
Here in Sudbury?
No, in Toronto.
In Toronto?
Yeah. Her father was in the Air Force, and we got married on the base.
At CFB Downsview?
Yep.
Well, so you're Lions.
Yes.
How long have you been Lions?
22 years.
Okay, what brought you to Lions?
I didn't have a clue.
Service before self? Isn't that, that's not your line, though. That's somebody else's.
It's somebody else's.
We serve.
Yeah. That's our motto.
Yes.
But I was a scouter in Elliott Lake.
Were you born in Elliott Lake?
No, I was born in Ottawa.
I was born in Elliott Lake.
No, I was born in Ottawa. I had my beaver colony. And we did. Then I helped out with the Cubs and the Scouts. When we moved to Valcarren, what do?
No, you go.
So I was bored, and my friend said, why don't you join the Lions Club?
Don't you go and meet Gary LeClaire? You know who Gary LeClaire is? He carves birds. He lives on Elizabeth Street.
No.
How about Kevin Shanahan?
No.
I've heard of him.
I bet you've heard of him. Yeah. I was just out there this morning. So you join Lions Club together at the same time?
Together at the same
who
time.
Who said, you said we should do this?
Or
it just was a conversation?
Yeah. Well, when I was the president of the Chelmsford Lions Club over 10 years ago, I was the secretary. I had been president, and I also was handling community services.
Hmm.
And then when it closed down...
Is this when you realized there was a need?
There was a need, yeah. That's it was really tremendous. There's a lot of... Especially now with COVID.
Tell me.
COVID is crazy. People can't afford to buy things.
Ah, hence the donations.
That's why we have the donations.
There's no money exchanged. It's just, you have need, we'll get it. Do you deliver?
We deliver if they can't pick up.
Will you pick up?
I will. We will pick up.
But I drove it over to you because I wanted to make it easier for you.
We at one time, we had a gentleman in Whitefish?
Yeah.
Whitefish donated a power wheelchair.
Oh, yes.
It was worth something like...
Probably $30,000 or more.
Well, it was worth quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
And we picked it up and we delivered it to... No, we picked it up in Lively. And we delivered it to the Whitefish Lions Club.
Who are also collecting.
Yes, because we don't have room to store stuff
right.
like that. They have an inside facility where they store all the electric wheels.
Originally, that's how I found you, was through the Whitefish group.
Oh.
I believe. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, because we used to store everything here.
Oh, well, you've got a carport, and yes, but we're talking Sudbury's... And area, it's hundreds
it's
of thousands of people.
It's
and
big.
We're an aging population.
Yeah, and all Lions Club have the same thing. They do
the
same.
They do hearing aids.
We do the hearing aids. We do the eyeglasses, send those overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And our main goal was sight and hearing, but now sight and hearing's gone to Toronto and they just quit doing anything with us.
So... How many people do you think you've helped over the last decade? Hard to know.
Oh my gosh. At least 400 to 500 people.
Because improved their quality of life.
Like the one I just finished with, it was a spinal injury and they needed a special wheelchair. And the, not ODSP, but Works, Ontario Works, paid so much, but there was still a balance of just over 3,000, and then March of Dimes kicked in 1,000, and we kicked in 2,000.
So there you can do money as well.
We can do money as well.
Because the Lions Club has resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but the only thing is, when we donate money, it has to go to wherever they're getting the equipment from.
Not to the person.
That's right.
It can't go to the person.
No.
No.
So in some cases, but what about prosthetics? That
same
too?
Thing.
Because war amps are there.
If it's needed. But we do a lot of research before we
go
ahead.
Do you meet the people or you have conversations?
I can meet the people. I talk to the people. I ask a whole bunch of questions.
Do you
and
ever
I
cry?
Want the proof. Oh,
do you,
yeah.
Yeah, you do cry. Yeah, I would cry.
We're helping one of our fellow Lions now.
Oh, that's
He's in the hospital.
That would be because a lot of Lions are aging out.
Yeah. Yes. Especially our group. A lot of
well, Minnow are, Lake.
Yeah, they're the same.
Yeah, I go to the Legion and it's like...
I think people are trying to get rid of us baby boomers.
No, I'm a baby boomer. Oh, no. So this is the whole point of it. John really hit the nail on the head. How do we get the message out for people to know you exist? Well, here we are.
That's right. This is what we need to do.
Mm.
This is exactly what we need to do.
What if this results in a flood? Like you get... That's not a problem, right? You're like, be really happy.
We help out when it's needed, and I send people where, like, each Lions Club has their own area.
Mm-hmm.
We look after the West End.
Oh.
And downtown.
And downtown.
Right.
Now,
the South End.
What happens... I don't know how the Dickens are all getting my phone number, whatever. But anyways, they
can we share your number?
Sure.
Tell us your number.
705-929-7940.
Tell me that again, just so I got it.
705-929-7940.
Now, what about an email? Is there an email as well?
It's Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Southwell, S-O-U-T-H. WELL681@gmail.com.
Okay.
All small letters.
And no underscores or spaces.
No.
Rachel Southwell. No dot.
No.
Okay. So there's all that. Do people use it? How many people? Is it being effective?
It has been we have a web, an e-website through Lions International, and Lion Bill Beaton, he looks after that. So there will be requests that come across there.
Mm-hmm.
He sends it over to us, We investigate, and then we go from there.
Right. But you can react really quickly, like you did with me. You just go, well, yeah, well, bring it over. Come on. Let's make this happen.
That's it. You know,
because it's languishing. It's languishing otherwise in somebody's basement or storage spot, or even they might even be renting a storage space and have all this stuff in it.
I hope so that they can give it to us.
They can give it to
us. See, we don't give it to them and ask them, you know, that they have to return it because of liability.
No, of course not.
So we don't. People donate to us.
But they donate.
We donate to them.
So some items, have you seen, Cyril, some items come through your hands and then come back through your hands?
Oh, yes.
And come back through your hands?
On many
because some
occasions.
People don't survive.
Well, that and...
Or changing needs.
Changing needs, or they become well enough that they don't need it anymore.
Yay! Wouldn't that be great?
It would. Yeah. It is.
Wow.
It's a great concept. The only thing we can't accept is hospital beds. I wish we could, because we
they're
we
too
have
heavy.
Yes.
Most of our lions are aging, are up there in age, so for us to handle a hospital bed, it's impossible.
Impossible. Well, and also the movement into a house. Our houses aren't built for these.
No,
they're not even built for wheelchairs.
No,
our
not.
Doors are not wide enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go personal. Is this where you end your days? Is this the home that you go out feet first? Or is this, you know, it's really personal, I realize. But,
I know.
But, you know, there's stairs. There's, you know, it's...
I have stairs.
But stairs are good for you. They keep you healthy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a beautiful big garden over the back there. That
she was staining the deck last time I was here.
But we're lucky. We have, our daughter-in-law is a PSW, and she's also a lion in our family.
Oh, you've got it set.
Yep.
Yep. Well, the only move we might make is if we sell this place and they sell their place and we buy
combined.
A place together.
Yeah. A combined family, multi-generational family.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not just talking about older adults. We're talking about anybody.
Anybody.
Kids.
We
don't pay for the glasses per se.
Oh, glasses. Yes, yes.
We send a letter.
We sponsor them.
Hmm.
That's all you have to do is, and I think most of it goes to Lens Crafters, if I'm not mistaken.
That's where.
So you can drop
far.
Off. You can drop off at Lens Crafters.
I don't give them the letter.
Okay.
The parent has to get the letter from me.
So.
Takes it to. But the only thing is, they have to go basic. They can't go fancy.
Well, I think what we'll do, Rochelle, is leave glasses alone.
Okay.
That's another story that I think is ready to be written, because I'm wearing a pair, just to give you a sense. This is made by Dresden. They whip these up in no time. I want them to go to First Nations communities.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it some other time.
Okay.
So you joined Lions Club, but how did you really go, this is the thing I need to do?
I've always helped people.
You've all, yeah.
I've always helped people. You need it.
And you just drag them along?
Yep.
That's it. I'm the dribber.
I drag him everywhere. It's like Lion Robert right now. He's in the hospital. If it hadn't been for Cyril and Julie going over it, they found him on the floor. We don't know how long he had been there.
So you do check-ins.
We're there.
So there's enough need even amongst lions.
Yes,
just,
there is.
But this is much broader. This is community.
It's community. The physiotherapist even called me.
Oh,
and they
what a great
to
idea.
Do we have it such and such? I'll check. I keep an inventory. And yeah, okay, no problem. We've even delivered a walker to the hospital to a gentleman that was just being, you know, discharged.
Wow. Well, that would have made his exit easier.
Oh, he was quite pleased.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do people send you letters and say thank you?
Some do.
Some do.
Some do, some
cards.
Don't. Sometimes we get also donation of funds.
Which you'll use in the larger.
Yeah. We turn it into our treasure and it goes into our activity account.
Mm-hmm.
We have a budget.
Mm.
Now, I think our budget is $8,000. But anything, what happens, small stuff, it's myself, my husband, and Lion Jerry Corby. We make the decision. But I always send it out to all the board members.
What to do.
What we're doing. And anything big, we bring it to the board.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody, some senior in Sudbury, it doesn't have to be senior, says, I've heard about this program. I'm going to leave you my house, or I'm going to leave you a bequest.
Oh, that would be great.
Has it happened? No bequest yet? Ooh, there's a story waiting to be told.
Yeah.
Huh.
That would be great.
Can I ask you two questions?
Sure.
And I never liked, so I'm going to do him first. How old are you?
82.
81. Soon to be 82. Rochelle?
74.
74. Oh, you picked the young thing.
I did.
Children?
Three boys, one deceased.
Oh, okay. And a daughter-in-law who's a physiotherapist.
Yeah.
Grandchildren?
11.
Oh, wow. From what age to what age?
From the age of 30 all the way down to 10 years old.
Do they come and visit a lot?
We see...
Because you have to go to
trial. Our youngest son's kids all the time. They only live two streets over.
Will they be future Lions, all of them?
We're praying on it.
Well, you're exemplifying what to do.
Yeah.
We serve. I love it.
Lions International is one of the biggest organizations in the world.
Wow. There you go.
And just for an example, when they had the earthquakes, Lions International donated a whole bunch of money to them.
Wow. And we donate floods as well.
And floods.
Yeah.
And natural disasters that...
They get involved. I read that.
They get involved, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cyril, you've got more to share.
Yes. Come September of next year, and I'm not sure of the date at this moment. The 24th of September, Lions Club of Sudbury will be celebrating 100 years.
A century.
A century in Sudbury.
Yeah. Gosh. That's...
We were the first, from what I understand, the first Lions Club in the North.
And here we are today.
Yeah.
100 years later. Can a kid who's like 21 or 18
We'd love to have them because we're a bunch of old farts and we need young people with different ideas.
I understand that most Lions live being a Lion for decades. It's not a one and done thing. It's join at 30, live till 90.
We have a couple like that.
Yeah. It's amazing. So I imagine if we just Googled Lions Club of Sudbury, we'd find it. And we'd meet you and you'd help recruit new members.
That's right. We have a Facebook page as well. And it is Lions Club Sudbury. That's all they have to ask for. And we're on there. That's the web page I look after.
Fantastic. I hope you'll do that, folks, because, there's a great group to join. And their motto, we serve, you'll serve. What we're going to do is say thank you to Rochelle and Cyril today for being our guests on QOL, talking about the experiences they've had and the benefits they bring to community. And I'm sure no matter where you are in this world, there's a Lions Club, and there are Lions Club members who do exactly what they do, serve. Serve their community, serve their community members. Thank you, Rochelle.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Cyril, a pleasure.
Thank you, and we really appreciate you getting to do this for us.
Getting us out there.
It's all about quality of life, and you've been listening to QOL CKLU 96.7. You can listen to Radio Garden any, well, not anytime. Radio Garden actually ties to this program, but you could be anywhere in the world. 6 o'clock, Thursdays. If you want to listen asynchronously, just go to podcast, Google my name, Hugh Cruzell, and the word podcast, and you can listen at your complete convenience anytime. There's hundreds of episodes waiting for you to discover. Bye for now, folks.
Just